17 going under on iRadio. It's Dave and Fionnuala, and to be honest, we feel a little bit snowed under. On Monday, there was a big message for us. All our driving tests, all the challenges we were set, it was all leading up to one big week, which starts Monday coming. If you missed Monday, this is how it was revealed to us and you.
Well, hello, David Fionnuala. You don't recognise me yet, but you should. Congratulations on passing your first test, of many. You've both trusted each other's driving ability and shown excellent teamwork. But there are many bigger challenges to come. Because you two are going on a road trip together. Kildare, Monaghan, Donegal, Leitrim, and Galway. Them's the counties where your next challenge is to organise the locations. You have until Friday. Oh, and by the way, since you don't recognise me still, I'm a former iRadio colleague. I'm back in a week, but for 1 week only. Toodaloo. Best of luck.
There are things now we know, and there are things that are known unknowns.
There are many unknown unknowns. Can I put that in there as well?
Don't be so negative, Fionnuala. Come on, gee yourself up. It's happening Monday. It's starting Monday. We'll be in Whitewater Shopping Centre in Newbridge on Monday. Tuesday, we'll head to Monaghan. We're going to the Patrick Kavanagh Centre. It's not Monaghan Town. Don't confuse it with that. Wednesday, we'll be doing the show from Hillbillies on Main Street, Letterkenny, County Donegal.
That is absolutely not decided. We will be coming to Letterkenny, but I'm up for the Four Lights. I've been told it's a more authentic chipper experience in Letterkenny.
The music doesn't even like that.
If you feel... Dave loves the control he has to drown me out whenever he wants. At This Is iRadio on Instagram, you can vote in a poll.
Ash, could you remember a thought too?
Not going to the Four Lights in Letterkenny is like going to Air Square and not going to Supermax. Come on, Dave. Catch yourself on, will you?
Clearly, that's an imposter. I don't know how that voice note got in here. Surely Kira will be different.
Hi, I'm Kira from Letterkenny, and I think that the show on Wednesday should definitely be in Four Lights in the courtyard.
Also, another imposter there.
Thank you, Kira.
Surely that's not a Donegal accent there. There's no way that's...
You are clutching at straws.
Authentically Donegal. Maybe there's somebody here.
For someone who only spent a brief moment living in Letterkenny, Dave is right. Hillbillies is better.
Yes. Come on.
Look, I don't even know if this needs to turn into a battle of the food. It's more about what Letterkenny represents. And yes, I'm going to get philosophical about this. What represents Letterkenny best? And you know, you did just say Hillbillies isn't exclusive to Donegal. Therefore, why not Four Lights?
What will we name this? What have I been saying to you every time you were fretting?
It's Dave and Fionnuala's Grand Tour on iRadio.
How many times did I tell you it'll be grand?
Too many to count and not enough times to keep me calm.
So, let's just call it the Grand Tour. Day one of the Grand Tour. First challenge, it's in the envelope.
Yeah, I'm nervous. What are they going to ask us to do?
Doing a grand tour of the country comes with risk. You might break down and need help.
Dave and Fionnuala, which one of you would someone stop for first?
Time to find out.
There are some rules as well.
And the rules are as follows. No flagging anyone down.
No eye contact.
And the person must come to a full stop and get out of their vehicle to stop the timer. And it's starting to piss rain.
Fantastic.
The car is set up on the hard shoulder of the road to make it look like it has broken down. Bonnet up. Triangle out.
When jingle, jangle.
And whoever manages to get help quickest is the winner.
You're first. Best of luck.
Great.
are hiding in the bushes.
Fionnuala, time starts now.
First car is approaching.
First car, no stop.
Oh no, Joy.
Little Volo's just flown by Fionnuala.
Just drove straight past me.
Car number two. No stop.
This is embarrassing. The cars are sailing past, like...
No one stopped.
Maybe I'm not looking helpless enough.
Well done, Fionnuala, you have the first minute.
Oh, there's a big bus. Yeah, didn't even slow down.
I'm surprised no one has stopped for you.
They're not even slowing down.
Have you put on your sad face?
Oh, God.
Show a bit of leg.
No, thought he was slowing down.
No stop. People are flaking by. If anything, they're speeding up.
Oh, I feel so unloved.
And just when we thought that nobody would stop for Fionnuala.
Oh, I think we have someone. They're pulled in.
I have to get out of the vehicle.
They're at a stop. Hi, oh, thanks so much for pulling over. I'm actually grand. I'm actually fine. Gonna confess to you. My name is Fionnuala. I'm from Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio.
Oh my God.
And we are doing an experiment to see how long it would take someone to stop for us. So,
like, can I get my boyfriend?
You absolutely can. She's running away. Oh, be careful. Be careful, there's a car coming. Jesus. What's your name?
Cara Daly.
Cara, thank you so much for stopping. I need to refer to Dave to find out how long it took someone to stop.
Fionnuala, the helpless woman at the side of the road, stopped for in a time of
3 minutes and 50 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, Dave has officially not beaten me. I've officially won! Whoop, whoop! Whoop, whoop!
I can't make it out for certain, but I think that might have been Fionnuala celebrating that my time has taken longer than hers. I'm even getting past my f***ing ice cream vans. And boys on bicycles.
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. And counting.
I'm going to try some different tactics.
It's gone to the boot of the car.
Oh, I'm trying to get the tyre out of the boot. Oh, won't somebody help me? Oh, won't somebody stop for me?
Dave is now standing, looking into the boot, with his arse to the road. I don't know if that's the best tactic or pose, but we have to try.
He turned round and looked. He's gone again. The fella that passed on the bicycle turned round, had a good old gawk for himself, and has cycled on by.
Are you getting cold, Dave?
I can't hear you.
He says he can't hear me.
Do you think this is too threatening?
Is that a wheel brace?
There's a man turning round.
I wouldn't go waving that around, Dave.
There's a man turning around.
Oh, we have a car. We have a car that's pulling in.
How are you?
We're good now, you're stuck.
Are we, but yeah. We're actually doing a video for iRadio to see who'd stop. To stop the timer, I need to get somebody to stop and get out of the car. Are you willing to do that? I'm Dave. Good to meet you. What's the
crack? I've had her stuck. I was stuck a few weeks ago over there.
On no way?
Yeah, literally over there. And I seen you. I was like, I messed up.
So you can just introduce yourself and say, this is an authentic Monaghan accent.
Hello, Fionnuala. This is Sharon. Welcome to Monaghan. This is an authentic Monaghan accent.
Excellent, Sharon. Now, would you be able to educate us a little bit in the Monaghan slang? Are there any phrases we need to know?
Definitely, like. And now?
I'm going to the shop now, like.
Exactly. You come to the shop now.
Like, what do you want out of the shop, like?
Exactly, like. What do you want, like? Do you want to buy a shop?
Like?
Sharon, with an authentic Monaghan accent. Have we got the world exclusive of Leitrim Cowboy?
Well, would you believe me if I told you I only got it mixed and mastered yesterday. So it is fresh out of the bakery, right? This is only cooked up now recently. The whole thing wasn't even put together 3 days ago. And ye will be the first people to lay your ears, maybe even eyes, you're not going to hear them.
world exclusive.
I wasn't expecting this today, but I am excited. As I said, I wouldn't have associated the place of Leitrim with many cowboys, but if James Protein Board Oil says they exist, they exist.
You know what, even though we are very honoured you've given us the world exclusive of this, we would be honoured if you introduced the world exclusive of your song on iRadio.
Right, this is James Doyle or Protein Bars Leitrim Cowboy with the world exclusive and iRadio.
Here we go!
I'm a Leitrim cowboy with me boots out of shine. I got the keys to me car and a strut in me stride. So come on, come on, I'm a Leitrim cowboy. So come on, come on, I'm a Leitrim cowboy. Yeah.
Who are you?
Shay Cullen.
Shay, somehow named after Jimmy McGuinness. Could Mammy explain? What's your name?
Grania.
Grania, how is Shay after Jimmy McGuinness?
Jimmy is James. James is Seamus. Shay is Seamus. And yeah, so he was born the day after 2012. Donegal won.
And then we also have...
Kira.
Kira, I told you to get out of Hillbillies and across the road to the Four Lights. Why?
Last week I was the one that sent the voicemail to vote for Four Lights.
I might even have a voucher for you, Kira, if you wanted to come.
No, I have a voucher for them here.
All right,
I have a Hillbillies voucher.
Okay.
If you haven't been able to tell, it is day 3 of Dave and Fionnuala's Grand Tour, live from Letterkenny. One of us, me, is in Hillbillies Chicken Shop. Across the road directly is Fionnuala Corbett in...
Four Lights, and we take a moment now to say hello to the woman who is listening to us on a radio in the Ford. How are you getting on? Good to see you.
Oh, how are you doing? She's pointing at the radio as she drives down the main street in her Ford S-Max, a lovely vehicle.
I was wondering what she was pointing at, but no, honestly, to take a moment to thank Kieran and also Jarrah back at base, because doing one show from two locations is a mad idea, and by God, they've done the work to make it happen.
Hello, it is Dave and Fionnuala, day 3 of the Grand Tour. We are live from outside the Four Lights and Hillbillies on the lower main street in Letterkenny. We had a walk-in challenge versus drive-in challenge. I was to set a pace for 2.5 kilometres. Fionnuala put out in rush hour traffic because there was a lot of crying about the Polestar roundabout and the new traffic lights and Letterkenny's gone all slow in the evenings. But Fionnuala seems to be flaking it. Let's go live to her.
I am going a perfectly respectable pace, Dave, obeying the speed limit at all times. It has been a fairly clear run of the day through Letterkenny at time on a Wednesday evening. I think I'm already back on Main Street, so I'm not insomnia. The pace has slowed as I've made it back to Main Street.
And I can actually see the Jeep, and I can't believe my walking versus driving time is going to be bet by 20 minutes. Someone needs to lie down in the main street of Letterkenny to slow her down. Whatever that silver car is in front of you, well, they're going slow enough as it is. Hopefully they're listening to iRadio, or else they need medical attention. I don't know which one it is. Slow them up. I think surely they must be listening to iRadio, because they are going...
Oh, you're so much of a noise, happy eyes. Come on now. Come on. What are you doing to me?
What speed are you doing, Fionnuala?
11 kilometres per hour.
Okay, they're definitely listening to your radio then, so... Slow them up.
Yeah.
Slow them up.
I don't know how happy the taxi behind me is.
Who are you, sir? Come here for a second. Did you try and hold Fionnuala up?
Jesus, after glancing off the
What's your name?
JP.
JP tried to hold Fionnuala, but it's no good. The official time, 9 minutes and 58 seconds. Done. Dushed. My God, what a disgrace of a performance by me. Congrats, Fionnuala.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, what a disgrace of a performance by me. 9 minutes 58 Fionnuala's time, she's gone, versus my walking time of 28. I have taken two hells of beatings this week. Two hells of beatings. Stephen Fionnuala's grand tour from Letterkenny. We're actually two radio presenters doing a challenge, so I made this pizza, Fionnuala made this pizza, but it is from Vuta Pizzeria.
I'll try, sir.
Over for summer?
No, just visiting with the family, checking out the motherland.
Fantastic. So you're going for Fionnuala's pizza first, so taste away.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mm-hmm for Fionnuala's.
I'm taking that. Yeah, excellent. Okay.
Tastes like straight from New York right here.
Yeah. Joe's Pizzeria, but it's Vuta in Galway.
I think they're going for a more Italian vibe, but hey, I'll take New York.
Love it.
Would you like to try the barbecue base?
I would love to.
Get your second hand on that.
All right. There you go. Cheers. Mmm.
Another mmm.
That's good.
Of the two, which would you prefer?
I like this because I like the, what's it called?
Beretta.
Yeah, but both are delicious. I love the peppers, nice and savory, juicy. That's good stuff right there.
Excellent, and we didn't even get your name.
Will.
Will, thank you, sir.
Will from Chicago.
From Chicago. I'm visiting the motherland here. Can you tell I'm from America? Yeah.
We couldn't tell.
That's not an American accent, is it? I'm visiting the motherland. I'm 25th% Irish. He's more like Rocky. Rocky Balboa. Give me that bloody pizza. Will was a lovely fellow.
He was very nice. Too diplomatic, though. He wouldn't make a call between the Dave special or the Fionnuala special. So really, it could be up to you now, because we have been told that the lovely Sandro and Irene at Wootsa and all the team are going to put the Dave special and the Fionnuala special on their menu.
You can go into Wootsa in Galway, Middle Street 1, and order the Dave Duke or the Fionnuala Corbett. This is a month-long challenge to see which one of our pizzas does better.
So we'll have to check in when we're playing Pizza Lottery each week to see how sales have been going and who's winning.
It could either be crazy numbers or it could be, yeah, we sold one Fionnuala last week. No Dave's, but we will find out over the course of the month. That is our challenges complete, Kieran.
Well done.
Thank you so much. How would you say we done?
Well, Fionnuala did amazing.
Yeah, I won all the challenges.
Just from listening to the pizzas, sorry, I was in a daydream there thinking about the pizzas. Fionnuala's definitely won on the pizzas, right?
We have a month to test that theory. Sabrina Carpenter Espresso, bringing to a close Dave and Fionnuala's grand tour. 5 days, 5 different locations, 5 different counties, and 500 thank yous to say.
Yeah, absolutely. The team at the Whitewater Shopping Centre in Newbridge on Monday. Everyone at the Patrick Kavanagh Centre in Inniskeen and Monaghan on Tuesday. Everyone at Hillbillies and the Four Lights in Letterkenny on Wednesday. The guys at the Moon River Cruisers in Carrick and Shannon yesterday. And everyone here at Ardbia at the Spanish Arch in Galway who welcomed us today. The guests, oh my God, Leah Hart, Marty Moan, Marty Guilfoyle, who's come down and joined all the Marties today. It was double Marty. Everyone who helped put this together, and can I just say, the work that Dave put into this week is, has to be seen to be believed, and I saw it behind the scenes. So thank you, Dave. It's been epic.
I just love making radio. I know it's hard to believe in the age of 2024, but I just actually love making radio. I love that Kieran Bennett came back for 1 week only from London. I love that Ella got stuck in, and David and Jer back at base, and Hazel who put the work in, and Leona and Aisling and Joseph and you, Fionnuala Corbett. I wouldn't spend this week with anyone else except my friends and loved ones.
And you wouldn't let anyone else drive you from Letterkenny to Carrick and Shannon, but you did it. No, it's been a savage week. We will be back at base on Tuesday. Much recuperation, much revive active over the weekend. Whatever you're at for the long weekend, have a good one.
Till then, take it savage handy.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.